Concern over the spread of COVID-19 has some families opting to move elderly parents out of nursing homes and assisted living facilities. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, for many, that means navigating the realities of being a primary caregiver for the first time.
The number of coronavirus cases in Florida continues to climb, and visitation at senior living communities is still restricted. Even in facilities without diagnosed cases of COVID-19, communal activities have been suspended, and residents are being asked to stay in their own rooms. They can't have dinner with friends or take part in crafts or game nights. Diane Arbeta of Sarasota says that seclusion affected the health of her 100-year-old mother.
I did not realize that she would be isolated by herself. She didn't do well at all. She just deteriorated.
Arbeta was only able to witness her mother's failing health while standing outside and looking through a window, but it was clear enough for her to make the decision to check her mother out of the facility.
And I said, well, that's enough. When I went to pick her up with my girlfriend, she couldn't even stand. And I looked at my girlfriend and I'm saying, oh, this is going to be great. How are we going to take her home?
Many loved ones have special needs that would prevent people from caring for them in their own homes. Arbeta can, but is a senior herself, so she needs help to make it work. She's getting it with in-home health care. Jonathan Fleece is the president and CEO of Tidewell Hospice and Stratum Health System. One of its companies, Approved Home Health, serves clients like Arbeta in Sarasota, Manatee, and Charlotte counties. Fleece says even for people committed to taking care of family members at home, the physical, emotional, and financial consequences can be overwhelming.
There's no doubt that that is exhausting over time, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and caregivers need a break.
To that end, the healthcare company is providing families with respite care by going into homes and taking on temporary caregiving responsibilities so families can recharge. For people with more demanding needs, home hospice patients can stay at one of 8 hospice houses for up to 5 days. In some cases, Medicare covers the costs. But with COVID-19 comes an added worry about bringing outsiders, even healthcare workers, into an environment with elderly people. Flea says there have been a lot of questions about safety.
So we certainly will talk our caregivers through our screening protocols, our testing protocols. We have gone up and beyond to do our best to reduce that anxiety.
Brenda Pruitt is a home health aide with Approved Home Health. She says there are a number of protocols companies like hers have implemented because of COVID-19. Aides have always worn gloves and masks, but now they're wearing eye shields as well. She takes her temperature every morning and disinfects her car every day because she often drives clients to doctor's appointments.
It's a safety thing because mine are 74 to 100 years of age. They're in the vulnerable group, so you really have to be protective of them.
We have no clear picture on how long the health crisis will continue. Home health services will be central to keeping people out of the hospital and nursing home settings. For Diane Arbeta in Sarasota and her 100-year-old mother, the option has made a big difference for her mother's health.
She has improved. With assistance, she can use her walker, but, you know, we have to put a gait belt around her. And her legs are strengthening.
Arbeta doesn't like to do it, but says respite care has allowed her to leave the house for short periods of time. She can go grocery shopping, fill her mother's prescriptions, and even have a cup of coffee with a friend.
And I trust them, and I don't have to worry about anything. I know they're going to take care of my mother, and they do.
And that makes a difference, Arbeta says, because after the professionals leave, she is back on duty as a first-time, full-time caregiver. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.